This is RNIB Connect Radio. Now, this week is Remember a Charity Week, and some familiar faces are joining the campaign to raise awareness of the value of leaving a legacy to your favourite charity. Makers of the Wombles classic TV show have put together a special one-off animation to support the week. One of the character voices in the film is TV presenter Ross King. He told the director of the Remember a Charity organisation, Rob Cope, why he chose this year to support their work.
It's a very exciting time, obviously, for the charity, you know, celebrating 20 years, and also to see these lovely little people back again. So it just all has come together. It's like the perfect storm.
I guess, like me, you must have presumably grown up with the Wombles.
Oh, absolutely. Wombles, such a part of my childhood, as it was for so many people of my generation and other generations too. And it's funny, I was just doing yet another Zoom call the other day with a 9-year-old, and I mentioned the Wombles, and he went, "The Wombles." So it's incredible that the name and everything that goes with it has been passed down through generations. And so even if you haven't seen them on the TV for quite some time, it's incredible that they're still very much a part of our world. And so to be involved with them in any way, shape or form is just so exciting for me.
It's amazing. I think The Wombles is one of those unique shows that appeals to so many different generations. I mean, I remember as a little boy watching that with my parents, and they'll have memories of it. But you know, the song is also really iconic in its own right, isn't it?
That song just goes through your head all the time. And there are very few people and very few things, I think, in the world, especially the world that we're living in just now, that if you mention a name, and I always think when I interview Dolly Parton, I always say to Dolly, whenever you mention her name to people, they go, "Oh, I love Dolly." And she's one of the few people that there's nothing divisive about it. And I think the Wombles are exactly the same. If you mention the name the Wombles to anyone, everyone goes, "Oh, and I love the Wombles." You very, very rarely, in fact, I've never, ever once got a negative reaction to the Wombles. So again, in the world that we're living in at the moment, in this very, very strange world that we're living in, it's such a wonderful thing to have something so positive.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think that, you know, I mean, Remember Charity, as you said, we're now sort of celebrating 20 years of working together. And I think the public like to see charities working together. And I think that's a real positive. But also there's a real challenge, because how do you create a campaign that unites so many different causes and from all different parts of the UK? And one of the great things about the Wombles was that, as you say, just like Dolly Parton, she does, you know, absolutely unites people. And even when you said Dolly Parton, it brought a smile to my face, because at the beginning of lockdown, I remember her reading the children's stories of the llamas in pajamas. And I think the Wombles brings that smile to the face. And when we revealed our campaign for this year, and we were going to work with the Wombles, you know, every charity had this big smile on their face going, "Fantastic." And I think, you know, that's what we're really excited about for Remember Charity Week, is being able to, as you say, put something really positive out, and also tapping into that sense of nostalgia, which I think feels like really important at this time of, you know, in such a difficult time.
Yeah, definitely. There's never been a time when we need people to all come together. You know, the whole world has been affected by this pandemic. We're all in this together. So this is the time, I think, when everyone should be thinking of each other. And I think with this charity, I think the really simple thing is, and every charity always says, you know, no matter what you can give, even just a little counts. And I think when people think about remembering a charity in a will, I think most people think of wills and think of, "Oh my goodness me, you know, it's not Great Uncle Bulgari, but it was Great Uncle Freddie, and you know, he passed away and he left all this money, et cetera, et cetera." And I think people, whenever they think of wills, think of lots of money. And I think that's one of the most important things to get across, is that it doesn't matter how much you leave, you know, it could just be a few pounds whatever you leave really does make a difference. And especially at this time, charities all over are hurting so badly at the moment. And understandably so, because everyone has got a little bit insular at the moment and everyone's thinking, oh my goodness me, how are we going to survive? But I think it's such a perfect time to think of other people, to think of other charities. And again, when it comes to a will, and even if you haven't made a will, always good to think about having a will, but equally just to leave a little something. And that's the thing that I think most people just don't realize. It's just a little something is just absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think the other really important point, which I love in the film, and of course you do all the voices in this film, and yeah, I think you did such a brilliant job, I must say. I really, really, really love your range of voices. Really, really brilliant job. But I think one of the really nice lines, I think it's Uncle Bulgaria says, well, you say, as it were, is around kind of, you know, leaving a bit to charity is the greatest gift, once of taking care of your wombles, of course. And I think that's the other message you're trying to get across. It's that, you know, people think, oh, I want to leave money to my family, so I can't do it to charity. But I think, remember, Charity Week is all about reminding people, you know, absolutely take care of your loved ones first, and just leave a small amount. Once you're taking care of your loved ones to your favorite charities, it makes a massive difference.
Absolutely. And when you think of the amazing work, like with Legacies actually funding, like, you know, 6 in every 10 lifeboats and 2 in every 3 guide dogs, the effect is absolutely monumental. And again, at this time, you know, people thinking about themselves, thinking about their loved ones, we absolutely get that. And priority number one, think about family, you know, close friends too. But then again, it's just that lovely thing just to have a thought for other people less fortunate, and other charities that are really struggling at the moment. And every little bit just helps. It gives everyone, you know, a little bit of a boost at this moment. And as we all know at the moment, everyone could really do with a boost, let's be honest. And I think, you know, when you see the Wombles, and it was such a privilege to be part of it and to put in those voices. And it's quite weird when I actually, when I watch it back, sometimes I don't realize that it is me with all the voices. Some of the voices, I don't know where they quite came from, but they came from some strange place. But to actually see the wonderful CGI, and to actually see Wombles talking and smiling and all those wonderful expressions that they have now, because again, as time moves on and animation moves on, it's great that we can move the Wombles along a little bit as well, but still have that wonderful core message that they were just very straightforward, very simple, just doing their best and doing everything that they can to help.
And if you would like to support RNIB, you can visit rnib.org.uk/remember a charity, or you can call RNIB's helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999. This is RNIB Connect Radio.